Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the attack on globalism occurring in Washington, you might think that cross-border corporate mergers would be slowing down. But our next guest says she continues to stay very busy. And in fact, financial analysts are saying the new tax law may even increase her workload. Melinda Davis Lux is a mergers and acquisitions attorney, and she joins us now by phone from her office at the Womble Bond Dickinson Law Firm in Greenville, South Carolina. Melinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
First of all, give us an overview on your firm. Is this one of the firm's specialties, cross-border transactions?
It is. We have recently merged with a UK firm to become Womble Bond Dickinson, and part of the synergy from that merger is that we are doing a lot of business with companies around the globe and that are operating in Europe and the UK. So we are doing a lot of cross-border transactions.
And I understand one that you handled recently involved 8 countries and 12 different corporate entities?
That's right. I had the pleasure of working on a really interesting transaction for a client recently, and the client was purchasing a manufacturing business in the automotive sector. And that business happened to have operations in 8 countries across the globe, from Asia to Europe to South America. So we worked with, for about 6 months, with local attorneys in those 8 countries to plan the deal. And when you work on a cross-border transaction, you get very used to working in different time zones. So when we were planning the closings in all 8 countries had to happen simultaneously. So what we did, which was a lot of fun but took a lot of planning, was we planned for the closing to occur at 2 p.m. UK time, which was 9 p.m. in China. One of the countries involved was the afternoon in the various European countries, and was 9 a.m. in the U.S. and 8 a.m. in Mexico. So we had local counsel for both buyer and seller in all of those 8 countries ready to go at 2 p.m. UK time, and we coordinated that from the U.S. and the U.K., so those closings all happened within an hour across the globe.
What are some of the other unique challenges that these type of transactions face?
There are still some countries, China and India are examples, where there are some burdensome regulatory requirements, and so doing acquisitions in some of those countries can require a little more time and effort.
Do you get much feedback on or even pushback on the anti-globalism rhetoric that we hear?
We're not seeing that in the M&A world. I think when companies have a compelling business justification to expand globally, they're willing to do it. So what we are seeing from an M&A perspective is that companies are really interested in growth and more willing to do business abroad.
What types of companies right now are engaging in these complex multi-country deals? Are you seeing any industry trends?
We work with a lot of manufacturing and distribution companies in South Carolina. Many of them are in the industrials, chemicals, automotive sectors. We're increasingly seeing those companies establish research and development capabilities in different countries. And of course, as business becomes more global, most companies are selling internationally, which usually means that they have employees or sales representatives, sometimes sales offices in different countries. Because more companies have international operations, more and more M&A deals have cross-border elements.
I've noticed that foreign economies are improving, catching up with the U.S. Is this adding to the pace of these types of deals?
I think it is. I think there's a combination of the use of technology, the fact that people are networked globally that facilitates these deals, the common use of the English language, and then the fact that business is attractive in certain jurisdictions makes it easier for businesses to expand abroad and to do M&A transactions relatively quickly anywhere in the world.
And finally, the new tax law that I mentioned, have you seen any effects from that?
The effects yet. What I'm hearing is, particularly with respect to repatriation of cash generated from foreign operations and lower tax rates, that companies may be more willing to expand abroad because they'll be able to flow cash from places around the world more easily. So I think there's the potential for that to increase M&A activity But M&A activity has been fairly strong for a long time now. The natural expansion will continue to fuel M&A activity.
Well, Melinda, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Melinda Davis-Lux is a mergers and acquisitions attorney with the Womble Bond Dickinson Law Firm in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to her firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.